Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm so excited you're here. OMG. I have been waiting for this episode because this is the announcement episode that we're going to get into all things becoming obsessed. I am so excited to be recording today. Let me just say, I also volunteer at my kid's school and you get volunteer hours, which is awesome. However, whatever, our kids go to a private school, which is amazing. And my little one asked me to come volunteer at lunch duty. He's asked me the last 2 years. The first year, I just couldn't figure it out. I just couldn't get my stuff together that he wanted me to do it. But last year, I volunteered for the first time. He was in first grade last year. And this year, I get to do it again. And I just found out their lunch period time switch. So I get to go in an hour later, which is really exciting. So we're celebrating the small things. And should I have known that before the day of? Yeah, I should have, but I didn't because I am both type A and type B mom personalities. It's a little bit of mix of both over here going on because I see those reels and those TikToks and videos where it's like, you know, type A, type B. And I'm like, yes, I am so much this one sometimes, but I am so much this one other times. Like I can get so overwhelmed with all of the school stuff happening. I created a separate school email. I may have mentioned that last week because it was just too much. It was too much coming in all at one place. And I feel a lot better coming into, maybe I didn't say it here. Maybe I said it on Instagram. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Either way, I get an extra hour this morning, which is really exciting. I'm recording this at home with the cats as I do every week. So they are very, very loud. When I sit down in the office and start to do things like work things, they are just like my children a couple years ago. If you guys have kids and let's say you're home or it's the weekend and like they're doing their thing, they're hanging out all morning long. Like they're self-sufficient. They're doing great. The minute you get on a phone call, you get on a Zoom, you jump on your computer, it's like all hell breaks loose. Like they need you to open 8,000 snacks, put this thing on over here. They got to get dressed. They got to go to the bathroom. And it's the same thing with these dang cats. I love them. I love being a cat lady once again. There was a good 5 to 6 year period where we didn't have cats in our lives. And we are back. I am back, baby, being a cat lady. And it is, I tell my husband all the time, I'm like, these cats bring me so much joy. Having ragdolls, especially, they're like tiny, fluffy, floating shadows that just follow you everywhere, which I love. That might not be for everybody because we've had cats my entire life, besides that little stretch of time. Since I was born, I have always had cats in our house growing up. And we've had some cats that literally hide in the basement. Like they don't come out. They're not friendly. They hide. You barely see them, right? Unless they come out to eat or whatever. Ragdolls, and I can't say this for every single one because they all have their own personality. But getting a second one when Harvey was like 8 months, 9 months old was the best decision ever. Because it really is like when you have kids, you're like, oh yeah, you have more kids and they'll entertain each other. And then you're like, what did we just do? Until you get to a certain age, then you're like, yes, this is great. And then they fight, whatever. It's a whole thing. With the cats, like Harvey was an asshole when he was a kitten sometimes because he wouldn't leave us alone in the middle of the night or in the early morning hours when we're like, we want to sleep. You got to scram. Get out of here. And then we got Marv, the little one, and they really do entertain each other and they play and they need a lot of interaction. This type of cat, I had a lot of people reach out to me after we got these cats and were like, what are these cats? I want one. They do need a lot of attention. They love, well, ours love to cuddle and be by you. Even if they're not touching you, they're there. Like, they're right there. Like, I'll be watching you. Like, we always joke that song, like, somebody's watching you. You know that song, whoever sings it? Like, that's the cat's theme song because they are always there, like, around the corner. The minute I get home, I run to the bathroom, like, they're there laying on the floor. They are everywhere. And I love it. I'm obsessed with it. But they're very loud when I sit down to record a podcast. Enough about the cats. Let's get into today's episode. I have been waiting to record this episode because I've had some insane upgrades. I've had some major cycles closing. Like, I finally had confirmation that a lot of the karmic cycles, some parts of my life have completed themselves. And this is why I was feeling so blocked and stuck. And this cycle was going on for the last couple months. Like, this wasn't just a little thing, like a little, like, oh, a few days I was feeling this. Like, no, you have heard it in the podcast. You've heard it. I even stopped creating a lot of content because I don't like mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. You guys remember that song? It was like a song. You might not even know what I'm talking about. And I don't like fluff BS, like, hey everybody, happy Wednesday, I'm just popping on. Like, if somebody says that on my feed, I'm sorry, I'm saying this with so much love, I'm gone. Like, you've lost me. I don't have time for it. And maybe that's whatever, say what you want, right? Like, our attention span is not that long anymore. So I'm just putting that out there. So I'm like, I don't want to create content like that because I'm boring myself. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Have you ever just been bored from your own stuff? You're like, I wouldn't even watch this. I wouldn't even want to consume this. I don't like it. This is lame. This is stupid, right? Not saying we should call ourselves stupid by any means, but there are just some things where I'm like, I don't, and you will hear, okay, some people be like, just put it out there. It's quantity over quality, and then vice versa. And it's like, just put the content out. Put the content out. It doesn't have to be perfect every time. I 1000% agree with that. I 1000% agree. Your content does not need to be perfect. That's not what people want to see. However, for me, I wasn't connecting with it. It was boring to me. It was lame. I'm like, I'm just not going to put this out there because this, I don't even like this. It's not a matter of being perfect. It was just me being like, my integrity in my quality of content, this ain't it for me. I don't like it. This is lame. This is boring. That's what I mean by that. Oh my gosh, the cats are, get down, messing with the plants in the corner. That's what I mean by that. Okay, so take that for what you will. I just didn't want to put out stuff that I was like, this shit sucks. That was me. And I've been working behind the scenes creating this masterclass. And as all of my any ideas, workshops, things like this, it will just hit me one day where I'm like, ooh, I like that. The idea will come into my head. You can call them downloads. You can call them realizations. You can call it codes. You can call it whatever you want. For me, the idea hit and I'm like, this is what I want to create. And even with this masterclass, I was like, okay, I want to be living this before I'm teaching it. So I have been using some of the principles and some of the teaching points and some of the value, some of the juiciness I'm putting in this class. I have been workshopping it for my own life because that's like, yeah, I want to be doing the things that I say I'm doing. So with this, I'm like, how can I become even more obsessed with my life? Because there were parts of my life where I was just like, bleh. Like, kind of like the content. Like, if now you don't have to be obsessed with every form of content, every single thing that you put out there. You don't need to be obsessed with it. No, you're creating a brand for many of us. That doesn't mean it has to be going viral every post that you make. Right? Unless you're Kim Kardashian or some of these people out there that can literally just post whatever you want, whenever you want, and have 100 million followers. Okay, great. It's a little bit different for everyone else who's living in this world that's not a massive celebrity or massive influencer, right? So for this masterclass, this isn't just another webinar or video or motivational pep talk. This is a little reset. It's a full body reset. This isn't like an offer that you're like, okay, you're going to get this, this, this. This is the invitation that if you know it's time for you, you know. Like if you know, you know. If you know, you know. You know what I mean? So I am so excited to be bringing this community, bringing this group together. This is something designed to wake you up, shake you out of autopilot, remind you what it feels like to actually feel alive again. Because if you have been feeling disconnected, uninspired, like that passion that you once had is just sort of faded into the background, you are not alone. Just like I was sharing, I have been there many, 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 many times. And this is exactly why I'm creating something brand new that I have never offered before. And I'm so excited for this because we can read 1,000 books, listen to 1,000 podcasts, join 1,000 webinars, all of these things. It's about energy. You have to connect to it. You have to feel it. We can only try to force ourselves so many times, like until we're like, okay, this isn't working anymore. I got to go about it a different way. This is the invitation that if you're like, yeah, I'm picking up on your energy. I'm feeling it. I want to join it. And it's absolutely free, of course, which is the best part of this is that it's free 99. Yay. That's huge, right? Okay. So this is not just a conversation. It's an invitation. And I'm hoping you join. Because over this last year, like I was sharing, I've noticed a shift, not just in my business, but a lot of the women I work with as well. People are feeling flat. Things aren't lighting us up like they used to. And we're showing up in our businesses, in our relationships, in our routines, in our rituals. We're showing up, but we're disconnected from our own bodies, what we actually want, the aliveness. And I want to name this because there's nothing wrong with you. So if you've been feeling that way, you're not lazy. It's not that you're unmotivated. You've just been carrying too much. That's shifting to autopilot more often than not. And maybe living a life that doesn't match who you are becoming. It's just flatlined of like, eh, is this even it? Go back and listen to the last couple episodes where I really dive into that of like, is this really it? Is this it? And there were so many moments over the last year where I felt like that part of myself was gone. My energy was low. My creativity wasn't flowing like I know it can be. And I kept questioning like, where is this fire going? Where is it going? Like, where did it go? I am feeling like a shell, like a hole of myself. And I know that's not where I want to be in this stage of my life. But I want you to know that your energy, your passion, this obsession with your life, it's not gone. It's just buried. It's just in there. It's just a little farther down in there. And we're going to wake that part of you back up because we are evolving. We're outgrowing old patterns, old routines, old versions of ourselves, but we're still trying to live from that version. And this is where the disconnect can happen for so many people. Because if you have been one version of yourself and you know you're evolving to the next, now we're internally battling and fighting against this identity of who you thought you were to who you actually want to be. And that can create a huge disconnect. So you might be doing all of the same things you've always done, showing up for work, taking care of your kids, moving through your routines day to day, or in your marriage and relationships and your friendships. But there might be parts of you that are feeling, I don't feel like myself anymore. And that's the part that not many people talk about. Because every time you step into this new season, or you're coming back home to yourself, even if you're like, yeah, I feel like I've been in the same season. Like, let's say your kids are in elementary school. It's a very similar season of life. When you zoom out and look at your life, you're like, yes, I have kids in ages, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, elementary age. So you might be in a similar season. You are evolving differently, even though like the structure of your life may look very similar. Then there becomes a time where that previous version of yourself needs to be released, but we don't really know how to do that. And we don't usually press pause to process that shift. And we just keep forcing ourselves. Sorry, I just got a message on my phone. I'm like, the wrong word came out. And we're forcing ourselves into boxes that we've outgrown. I have been here, and it's not a fun feeling to be in that position, because let me just share a couple details about that. So the last couple months, I would even say the last year, I have been trying to put a square peg in a round hole, round peg in a square hole, whatever it might be. The pegs weren't fitting in the holes, okay? Because I was trying to create in my business something that I've already done, just like a little bit different. So last week, I had a call with a coach, mentor, this woman, amazing human. She runs in the same circle that I have friends with. It's really cool. We haven't really crossed paths, but we have a lot of mutual acquaintances and friends, which is always awesome. And it always works that way, right? I jump on a call and I didn't really know what to expect. And she was telling me, she was like, okay. And I have pages of notes that I was handwriting and scribbling down in my notebook and planner and journal that was like, okay, you have completed so many karmic cycles in your life. This is why this isn't working anymore. And deep down, I knew that I was trying to force something that really wasn't fitting anymore. And when you hear people talk about these things and you're like, it can be a little confusing, because if you see, and this is not me as the example, let's say somebody out there is, you know, super successful in the coaching world, and all of a sudden they're like, I got this sign or this download from source, God, energy, whoever. And it was like, stop what you're doing and shut everything down and go do this instead. You're like, why would you do that? That is so crazy to me, you know? And however, I'm not living in their life. They're not living in my life. I don't know what is going on behind the scenes. I don't know any of these things. All I have is my own experience, and I have the experience of my clients because I work very closely one-on-one with my clients. So now I get it, because I get it more. Because I understand it. I was just like, this is crazy. Okay. For me now, I'm like, I have been trying to force this thing. I've completed that cycle. And for me, I needed to hear that confirmation. Because you know that third party validation, you know? And it's funny, because my husband and I, we always talk about this. It's like, he has this one friend. And when we were building our house, we didn't fully build our house from, like, we didn't buy property or land and build a house on that property. We bought a home. And I will also say, it's a large home that nobody wanted. Nobody wanted this house. Okay. Nobody wanted it because it was so large. It was such a big project. This house that I'm sitting in right now, it was built in the 80s. Whoever designed it like it was in the 70s, that nobody wanted to take on this project because it was so massive. It was so massive. I don't know where I was. Now I got so in depth into this story. I can't remember how I was going to connect this story together. It's going to come back to me. I'm going to come back to this house of like, this cycle of the karmic cycles and all the things because I'm looking at some of my notes and I'm like, how did I get to this? How did I get to, third party validation. That's where I was going with this. Okay. So I would say something to Jeremy and he'd be like, no, let's use the living room for the example. He'd be like, no, we're going to put the couch over here and put this over there. And I'm like, that leaves us with like 1,000 square feet of random space in the middle of the living room. Like, what do you mean? Then he'd bring it up to this friend and he'd be like, no, man, you got to do it this way. And then Jeremy would come to me and be like, so we got to do it this way because, and I'm like, dude, I told you that 5 different times, 5 different ways that we can't do it this way. It has to be done this way. But he heard it from his friend in a whole new way that gave him that validation, that confirmation of like, oh yeah, this makes sense to do it this way. I swear to you, this happened more times than I can count when it came to this house because he's also a builder, right? So like we were doing the bonus room in our house 2 years after we lived here, right? It was this vacant space above the garage. Now it's like an apartment space. I record podcasts up there. Like we have guests up there. It's our Zen den. We love it up there. And he was like, let's put like an island right here in like the kitchenette area. And I was like, no, we're not doing that. The space isn't big enough for that. And he like ran it by his friend. He's like, no, bro, you can't put an island in there. So then he came to me and he's like, so I was thinking you can't really put, we're not going to put an island in there. I'm like, dude, can you stop it? Stop it right now, right? Either way, we got to the desired outcome of what it was meant to be of all of these things. But I'm like, trust my dang intuition, man. But, and I'm not right about everything. That's not what I'm saying. I am not right about everything. However, I have I love interior design. And this is besides the point of what we're talking about. I design every part of our home. He does structural and all that kind of stuff. But like when it comes to design, that's my area. So now it just becomes like this running joke. Okay. Anyway, besides the point, that's third party validation. I needed this third party validation when it came to my business because I was trying to force something that I have already completed that cycle. Universe, God, source, energy was like, no, girl. This is why this isn't working. This is why this is feeling like an uphill battle for you, even though you've done this time and time and time again. This isn't the thing that you're meant to be focusing on. This is the thing that you're meant to be focusing on. And she brought that to light because she's able to tap into guides and my guides and have that, you know, mediumship where she's able to bring in all of these outside, inside, you know, elements. Very tapped into the other side. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this makes so much more sense to have this shared to me from a third party. That's not me. That's not my husband. That's not like somebody in my shit all of the time. That it just wasn't working. So that was amazing to be able to hear that because I just tried to keep forcing myself into a box that I have outgrown, bringing this back full circle, right? And that's when your energy starts to drop. That's when nothing feels exciting. That's when you look around and you're like, when did my life start feeling so like meh? Like I have all of these energy leaks. This isn't feeling good anymore. I wasn't recognizing who I was in the like that spark that was just gone, this aliveness. It was there. I just couldn't access it. Like it never really goes away because that's a part of you, but I just couldn't access it. That version who feels so obsessed with life, that part of you isn't gone. She's just evolving. And she's waiting for you to meet her where she is now. And this is the invitation of what I am creating. I'm so excited. Now, this isn't like, and this is part of it. This is part of my own personal evolution that I was able to have confirmation around of like, this is where you're supposed to be going. Now, there's 2 other things that have been placed into my energetic field that I knew were coming. This is the 4th or 5th person, this intuitive that I was able to work with. This is the 4th or 5th intuitive healer, coach, guide, mentor that I've worked with who has said, when are these two things happening? Because are they already here? And I'm not going to share what they are yet, because I just want to keep them close to me right now. But the fourth or fifth person, intuitive person in my life who has said, is this available yet? Like, are you creating this? Have you completed this yet? This next part of my business? Like, it's there. It's here. It's already been done. You just have to bring it into this world. And in order to do that, you have to do this thing. You have to put yourself out there in this way. That's going to make all of this come together. And I will say, I have been dancing around these two things for quite some time because it's big and scary. It's big and scary. So what have I done for the last couple years? These things have been in my orbit, but I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to go after that yet. Because it's big and scary and I have to put myself out there in a completely different way. And I don't want to do that because now I'm coming up against a lot of my core wounds. And of course, it doesn't feel that good. Nobody wants that, right? Like, we want it, but like, we don't want to go through that. So with that being said, this is part what I'm creating for you, for me, for us, is part of that expansion for all of us to be able to become obsessed with our life again. The invitation to reclaim your energy, to reconnect with what lights you up now, not waiting for, well, let me just get through this and then I'll be obsessed with it. Like, let me just get through this and then I can focus on me. Let me just get through the sports season. Let me just get through the holidays. Let me just get through this crazy week. Let me just get through this crazy thing with my kids. Let me just get through, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because we have all been there and maybe you are there right now. That's what started my entire business. Coming from the world of personal training was working with women who were like, well, let me just get through this thing and then I will. Now, take it with a grain of salt, right? If you have an illness, a sickness, a death, a big, huge, a birth in your family, right? Of course. I'm not saying go give birth and then just wait. No. You be in that newborn bubble as long as you can. If you are in a season of grief and you have lost somebody or you have had an illness or a sickness come into your life, that needs your attention now. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, well, this season is just a little, this week is just a little crazy with the kids and let me just, but that excuse, that thing that becomes a part of your identity, you just keep saying that over and over and over and over again until it's 2 years later and you're like, what the fuck? What? How did I get here? Because I kept saying this thing. Well, I'm going to be happy when I just lose these next 10 pounds. Let me just wait until I lose these next 10 pounds and then I will. But we're not taking any action to actually get there and loving our life in the process because we are not allowing ourselves to love our life in the process. Because what does that mean about ourselves? Because I've been conditioned that I can only love myself if I weigh 10 to 20 pounds less. Because that's all that I've known. I was never shown how to unconditionally love myself, no matter what I look like. Even though I can still work on myself and love myself deeply, even though I am trying to change and evolve the way that I physically look, you know what I mean? Like, we weren't taught these things. How can you love yourself so much in the process of getting yourself to this thing that you're trying to obtain? Woo! Whoa. Have you thought about that? Are you holding back how much love you are giving to yourself based off of what you look like, what you have, what you don't have? Because that's what we were taught. I'll just let you sit with that for a second. Are you putting off that unconditional love for yourself? That's the way, you guys. That's the way. We cannot mindset our way through this process. You cannot, because you can't just outthink your way, outthink yourself to getting to that desired outcome, because it starts within you. inside the place that nobody wants to go. We don't want to go in there. We don't want to go internally with ourselves because what's in there? Feelings and emotions we don't know how to deal with, you know? So a deep breath. And it is okay if you are hearing this, this third party validation. I will be that third party that comes in lovingly and says, hey, girl. Or maybe one man who's listening to the podcast. Hey, you. If you are listening, you're like, holy shit, I never looked at it that way because I am constantly chasing this next thing. And I am not letting myself love myself the way that I deserve to be loved because I don't have this thing, look this certain way, or have achieved this goal yet. You can look at this within yourself. This can be reflected in your relationships, in your job, in how much money you are making. Just think about it. That is what we are diving into. That's what we're diving into. And yes, it is a part of your identity. It is. But over these next 2 hour-long calls, they're live. These two Zoom calls, September 24th. That was a long tangent, but we had to go there. You guys, we had to go there. You know that, right? Like we had to go there, and that's just the tip. Just the tip to see how it feels. And if it didn't feel good hearing that, you know you need to be there also because this is all with love. And I say these things and go through these things myself. Because I would never be like, hey, you go do this thing which I'm not willing to go and feel myself. Absolutely not. Like we're doing this together with love. We're doing this together with love. And it's going to be beautiful. And yeah, it's a little uncomfy. But like if you are listening to this, you're still in this with me 30 minutes later, you know, growth and expansion, it's not always comfy. Like I have been in many energy healing sessions. Jeremy would look over and he's like, you know, this isn't supposed to be comfortable, right? And I'm like, I know it's not. But like body is like, please take me back to something comfy and familiar because I don't like this. However, in the same breath is what I'm saying this as. Yes, we're going to stretch ourselves, but you're going to be stretching yourself in a way that has a supportive, cushioned cloud place for you to fall. Like I look at my cats, I'm like, that's what it would feel like to fall. It's like to land in a pile of ragdolls. Like that's what it's going to feel like because the women who have already had early access to sign up to this 2-day masterclass, I know them. I know their energy. I'm a firm believer in what I put out there. Only the most aligned people are coming in. This isn't going to be a room full of creepy strangers because that's not the energy that I put off and the energy that I get in return. Now, will there sometimes be like one random person where you're like, how did you get in here? Maybe. Okay. But who am I to judge, right? They're going to receive what they're meant to receive as well. But this is going to be like landing in a cloud of ragdolls. If you happen to fall, because we got you. Like we're going to stretch ourselves, but like there's also that beautiful cushion to land on because you're not doing this alone. And from this, there's going to be an extension. There's going to be an extension and an invitation to go even deeper. And I will talk about that as well. But we're coming back to what this 2-day masterclass is. We're going to reset your energy, uncover what's been draining your aliveness, reconnect to your desires. Because the things that light you up, they might look a little different now, and that's okay. And we're going to create your personal obsession map, like a roadmap back to clarity and like this excitement, this essence that you have. And we're going there. We're going to talk about it. This isn't just a webinar or a class. Like this is an activation. It's an invitation that I am so excited to share with you because you might even be able to hear it In this podcast, you might be able to hear it because we're waking something up inside of you, right? This isn't just one of those things where it's like, yeah, I can just take that momentum and yay, momentum for like 5 minutes. This is something new and you're going to take something. It's not homework. It's not like, oh no, I got to add one more thing to my to-do list. Like, no, This is just furthering your activation in life where you get to embody these things on a day-to-day level. Yay. So September 24th and 25th, two-day live masterclass, Becoming Obsessed. The calls are at noon Eastern Standard Time. They're an hour long, and yes, they are recorded. So if you can't make it, if you're in a different time zone, if you have kids, if you have life, if you have responsibility, it doesn't matter. You can jump back and watch them, and it is absolutely free. You're going to feel different. You're not just here to learn something, right? Like, you are going to learn something, but you're here to feel differently. This experience is designed to shift your energy and wake up parts that have just been a little sleepy and reconnect you back to a life that excites you again. Oh, it's going to be so good. I can't wait to share what's coming inside of these two-day, inside of this two-day masterclass. And I will say there's going to be giveaways. There are going to be some giveaways if you watch live. So if you're there participating in our class, watching live, I have, and listen, I don't do anything lightly when it comes to swag and experiences and gifts. So isn't this funny? Let me know if you are like this, and we're coming to the end of the podcast, but if you're like this, so my love language number one is words of affirmation. The last on my list is gifts, but I love to show other people love language by giving gifts and creating experiences. Isn't that weird? Like, the last one on my list is my number one way how to show other people love and appreciation. Isn't that crazy? Like, I love a gift. Like, yes, give me, like, speaking to my husband, like, I have a running notes list of, like, here's ideas to get me for Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday. Like, our anniversary is, oh, today is our anniversary when this episode comes out. 14 years, baby. We're not doing anything, like, on the actual day. We're celebrating later in the month, besides the point. But, like, I love receiving, like, a designer gift. And at many big moments in life, like, at when I go to like a mastermind, or I've worked with different coaches or different big moments in my life, I will get something like a new bag or a designer item that it's like, I can anchor this back into this experience. I love stuff like that. That's one of my favorite things, but I like to be a part of that process. Especially if it comes to designer items, I like to pick it out. Because I have a very specific style and taste. So there's always a running list around that. However, let's come back. Reel it in, Mallory. Reel it in. When I create experiences such as retreats, events, workshops, even masterclasses like this out for people, even if it's virtual, I like to create them in a certain way that feels luxe and like, just like, ooh, yeah, I love everything about this. Cause I like to create things as if I was the attendee, and that's what I like to receive. So therefore that's what I like to give. So yeah, it'll be fun things, giveaways that you're just like, ooh, yeah, I want some of that. Oh my gosh, the cats are wiling underneath my chair. So yes. Okay. You can register in the show notes. It's absolutely free. September 24th and 25th, 2025 at noon. The two-day masterclass, each live call is an hour long. You will simply click the link. You can sign up and register, and then you will have all of the details on how to show up the day of. And yes, you will get a recording. Yes, you will be put into win parts of the giveaways if you're showing up live on the webinar. In the webinar, that's a lame word. No, on the two-day masterclass, if you're showing up live. And then you will also have first access to see what is coming as well, what I'm creating for fall of 2025, coming into 2026. What now? Excuse me, we're coming into 2026. I don't think that's correct. It is correct. It is September already of 2025. This is absolutely insane. So to bring this all back, if you are still in that energy of, let me just wait until, Girlfriend, it is almost 2026. We are in Q4 of this year. Like, when did that happen? I don't know. Doesn't matter. We're here. Okay? We're here. It doesn't matter how. It doesn't. Okay, you guys know the small talk where it's like, I can't believe we're already in September of 2026. Ugh, the weather has just been terrible, right? So, whatever, okay? It's here, it's happening. So if you are ready to get outside of that mentality, this is for you. This is the invitation. I am so dang excited to see you there. It's absolutely free, free 99 for you to join alongside women. And I will tell you, I can see them coming in already. I know exactly who is joining and signing up. They are freaking amazing. And if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, I already signed up, you know who you are. You are fucking awesome. And we're going to have so much fun because we are in this together. Like, we are it. Like, this is the magnetic energy. This is the magnet. This is it. You feel it. This soul level connection. We are meant to be doing life together. Yes. And it's women only. Now, if you are a man listening to this, hi, thank you. Send this to your wife, girlfriend, sister. This isn't for you. You will be able to listen to you on the podcast, but this is for the ladies. Okay. So yeah. All right. Sign up. The invitation is there. Click the show notes and I will have much more coming in my emails. So if you are already getting the weekly energy drops, thank you. If you're not, you can join below. Okay. Just click it. It's absolutely free. I send out some really fun stuff in there and then just keep following along on Instagram as well. Cause there's going to be some awesome stuff happening over on IG. And of course, right here on the Permission to Activate podcast. Okay. That's what we got for you today. Thank you so much. And I will see you next week. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.